Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies. This is Pardes from Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, Pardes alum. This is a special podcast for Hanukkah. In this podcast, Rabbi Michael Hatton discusses Hanukkah. Rabbi Michael Hatton is a member of the Pardes faculty. And now, Rabbi Michael Hatton.
When we close our eyes and imagine the holiday of Hanukkah, most of us see the warm and steady glow of the Hanukkah lights. We smell the delicious potato latkes as they sizzle in oil, and we hear the spinning of lively dreidels that whir and then come to rest. The chaotic sounds of battle and the terror of bloodshed are far from our imaginations. Hanukkah commemorates the rededication of the Holy Temple in 165 BCE. After the miraculous defeat of the tyrannical Syrian Greeks, who had defiled Jerusalem and outlawed the observance of Jewish rituals and Torah study, Judah the Maccabee and his outnumbered fighters triumphantly re-entered Jerusalem and cleansed the sanctuary from impurity. They commemorated their military victory over the oppressor by celebrating a festival of consecration, as the name Hanukkah, or dedication, implies. The root of the word Hanukkah is Chet Nun Kaf. It can mean education, consecration, or dedication. This reconsecration of the temple included the restoration of the altar, the Mizbeach, the repair of the temple structure, and the ritual cleansing, or tahara, of its precincts. The account of the bloody battles that brought victory and the story of the temple's rededication are told at length in the non-biblical book of the Maccabees. Josephus also records these historical details. These aspects of the festival, the battles, the rededication of the temple, are also alluded to in a small number of rabbinic sources. One of these, the Mishnah in Midot, chapter 1, Mishnah 6, speaks of the northeastern chamber of Bet HaMoked, where the Hasmoneans hid away the altar stones that had been defiled by the Greek kings. Another rabbinic source, the Mishnah in Shkalim, chapter 6, Mishnah 3, explains the later custom of prostrating 13 times in the temple precinct as an attempt to redress the 13 breaches made by the Greek kings in the enclosure wall of the temple. These were repaired after their ejection. The themes of military triumph and temple rededication were also translated into liturgy. The Tosefta in Brachot, chapter 3, paragraph 14, prescribes that Al Hanisim be inserted into the Amida, that is the Shmoneh Esrei, and into Birkat HaMazon. The Al Hanisim focuses our attention on the military victory and the rededication of the temple. Al Hanisim ve'al Hanifla'ot ve'al HaTeshu'ot ve'al HaMilchamot. Concerning the miracles and the wonders, the salvations and the battles that you wrought for our ancestors at this time. Al Hanisim continues, V'yacharkein ba'u vanecha lidvir beitecha, ufinu et heichalecha, v'tiharu et mikdashecha. Afterwards, your children entered the precincts of the temple, and they cleansed it, and they purified it. The Mishnah in Megillah, chapter 3, Mishnah 6, indicates that the Torah reading for Chanukah is none other than the passage describing the dedication of the original tabernacle from the book of Numbers, chapter 7. All of these terse rabbinic references describe a festival that is focused on the military victory against the Greeks and the rededication of the temple after it had been purified. However, the most consequential reference to Chanukah in rabbinic literature, spelling out the story behind the festival, is the famous Talmudic passage in Tractate Shabbat, page 21b, that places the miracle of the menorah at the center of the drama. This well-known text describes how the Greeks entered the sanctuary and defiled all of the holy oil that was used to kindle the menorah. When the Chashmonaim prevailed, they could find only one small cruse of oil with an intact seal of the high priest, attesting to its purity. There was insufficient oil to last even one day. And then a miracle occurred. The menorah was kindled from that oil for 8 full days until new and pure oil could be procured. Why did the ancient rabbis shift the focus of Chanukah from the military victory and the rededication of the temple to the specific episode of the menorah? The small jar of pure oil and the miraculous interval of illumination. Why did they choose not to showcase the other triumphs with the same ritual zeal? After all, Chanukah for us is all about lighting. We kindle our individual Chanukiyas after the manner of the temple menorah. We commemorate an 8-day festival because the lamps of the temple menorah continue to burn. But the historical Chanukah that we know from the book of the Maccabees, from Josephus, and that is alluded to in the rabbinic sources described above, clearly are focused on the military aspects and the rededication of the temple as a whole. Why then did the Talmud and rabbinic literature that followed it shift the focus to one specific episode? The miraculous kindling of the menorah. In his reworking of the Talmudic passage from Tractate Shabbat mentioned above, Rambam tells us that the Chashmonaim not only prevailed against the oppressor, but also succeeded in restoring Jewish sovereignty for a period of, quote, over 200 years, unquote, until the destruction of the Second Temple by the Romans in 70 CE. Mishneh Torah, Sefer Zimanim, Hilchot Chanukah 3, paragraph 1. While Rambam mentions this in order to highlight the miracle of the holiday, from the larger perspective of Jewish history, it tends to have the opposite effect. That is to say that the great triumph of Yehuda and his brothers, which we commemorate so faithfully, was actually quite short-lived. Moreover, when we do the math, so to speak, we discover that the period of full sovereignty actually lasted for less than 100 years, and much of that was punctuated by political instability. This is because the wars against the Syrian Greeks continued to rage after the temple was rededicated in 165 BCE. It was not until 141 BCE, almost 25 years later, that Simon, the last surviving Hasmonean brother who had not been killed in battle, was crowned by the people as an independent monarch. After Simon's untimely demise, he was assassinated. His dynasty quickly descended into rivalry and infighting. And Pompey, the Roman general, entered Jerusalem in 63 BCE to restore order and to impose Roman rule. This therefore leaves us with less than 80 years of real independence. From Simon's kingship until the destruction of the Second Temple and the Jewish state by the Romans. It therefore seems likely that the early rabbis deliberately emphasized the miracle of the menorah more than the other aspects of the holiday, because they already realized what most of us could only appreciate in hindsight. Military triumphs are short-lived, physical buildings do not stand forever, and even political independence can be an ephemeral, temporary condition. These things only last until the ascent of the next tyrannical empire. But the light of the menorah, speaking to the ideas of the mind and to the matters of the soul, the purest of oils, reminding us of the Jews' never-ending capacity for spiritual survival and regeneration, these things, in contrast, are eternal. The military victories of the Hasmoneans were soon forgotten. The sanctuary and Jerusalem were razed to the ground. The Jewish commonwealth was overwhelmed by the Roman legions, and the Jewish people were scattered to the far ends of the earth. But the story of the pure oil and the lights that could not be extinguished lived on, carried by the Jewish people wherever they wandered. The people of Israel, inspired by this memory of holiness and illumination that the rabbis so lovingly preserved, never forgot. Thus it is that Hanukkah remains for most of us a festival of lights, a time to reflect on the matters of the Spirit and on the Torah that continues to inspire and to guide and to illuminate, even as the Jewish people continue their perilous journey through human history, a history ruled by tyrannies and governed by despots. As Zechariah the prophet proclaimed, in his vision of the pure temple menorah that we read as the Haftarah of Shabbat Chanukah, not by power nor by strength, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Chanukah Sameach.
Thank you, Rabbi Hatton. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.